Rauner says he's humbled and honored to be serving as Illinois' chief executive, even as he warned of sacrifice ahead to get out of what he called a government financial crisis.
Some in government will be tempted to once again take the easy road and leave the real problems for another day and the next generation. But we cannot do that, because to do so, to conduct business as we've been doing it, would be morally corrupt.
To that end, Rauner is issuing an executive order to freeze all non-essential state spending. In order to take broader budget action, though, Rauner, a Republican, will need to work with Democrats, who hold veto-proof majorities in the Illinois House and Senate. Democratic Governor Pat Quinn, whom Rauner beat in November's election, didn't attend the inauguration. He continued using his power until the last minute, though. As the ceremony was underway, Quinn's office sent notice that he signed and vetoed several laws, granted 43 clemency petitions, and made 100 appointments to state boards and commissions. I'm Amanda Vinicky.